USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Bidens are heading to London Saturday for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The Queen's body is lying in state, and the lines for those waiting to view the casket have stretched several miles. The White House is sending more of your tax dollars to Ukraine. Speaking during Friday's White House briefing, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, discusses the latest round of assistance.
Last night, we announced our 21st package of security assistance using presidential drawdown authorities. This is a $600 million package that includes ammunition for those HIMARS systems that you're all familiar with now, the high-mobility artillery rocket systems, tens of thousands of artillery rounds, additional counter-unmanned aerial systems and mine-clearing equipment, small arms and ammunition. There's a lot more in the package.
Republicans are sounding the alarm on the deadly drug fentanyl and its presence in the United States, with authorities seizing thousands of pills at a time at the southern border, as a string of fentanyl overdoses remains a national pattern. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is introducing legislation with Florida Senator Marco Rubio to normalize felony murder charges for the illegal distribution of fentanyl.
It's about time we add some teeth into these laws, because all that is happening is more fentanyl is coming over. People are getting slaps on the wrist, and it's a wrong approach.
Republicans and Democrats are receiving fairly even support among voters ahead of November's midterm elections. Roughly 46% of respondents in the New York Times Siena College poll said they would back the Democratic candidate for Congress. That compares to 44% for Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is asking the Justice Department to investigate whether the actions of some states may be illegal regarding the relocation of illegal immigrants. In a letter to the Attorney General, Newsom is urging the DOJ to investigate whether the alleged fraudulent inducement would support charges of kidnapping under relevant state laws. This coming on the heels of Texas recently sending buses filled with illegal immigrants to just outside the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., where Vice President Kamala Harris lives. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's looked into the laws, adding the Lone Star State is law-abiding.
Well, as a reminder, I'm the former Attorney General in Texas, as well as a former Texas Supreme Court Justice. I know the law very well, and what we've done in the state of Texas is follow the law to the T to make sure that everything that we've done comports with the federal law.
A software company is buying one of its competitors.
In another display of a corporation eating up its competition, Adobe Incorporated will buy collaboration software company Figma for about $20 billion. That's with a B. It's the biggest deal in their history to acquire a small but fast-growing rival that the tech giant hopes will give it better access to a larger group of customers. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.